Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to WrestleFast. Brand new episode we have for you today, but first we'd like to give a special thank you to our sponsor, Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting network that allows you to do your podcast and able to create your own podcast and also be able to put your podcast out there for other people to hear. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Today's episode of WrestleFest is going to be strictly about WWE 2K20, which released on the 22nd of October, was the official release date for WWE 2K20. Now, specifically, we're going to be talking about the issues that people have had with the game. Since it came out, there have been so many different complaints and different problems that people are getting with the new video game. And as you know, the problems are, by many people's definition, worse than past games have been. And that's not something I don't think 2K doesn't really want to hear. But we will get into that discussion about the new game. Now, as you all know, there has been on Twitter, it has been trending on Twitter lately. Twitter has been trending, and that would be the WWE 2K20. That hashtag has been on Twitter and has been going for the last couple of days. That's been trending on Twitter. A lot of people are pointing to the issues that there is with the game. A lot of people are experiencing glitches in the gameplay, different issues that people are experiencing in the new game, and it has even gotten so bad that people are actually getting refunds from the PlayStation. PlayStation has actually been giving refunds to people that have purchased WWE 2K20 through the PlayStation Store. They have been offering free refunds to these people. And I guess with all the issues that they've experienced, a lot of people are requesting refunds, and PlayStation is definitely willing to give these people the refunds, and I guess with the issues they're experiencing, I guess PlayStation sees what they're experiencing and they are willing to give them refunds for their game that was purchased. Now, me personally, I did get the game. I did get 2K20. As with every WWE game, they were offering three different versions of their game. They have the original version of the game, regular version of the game. They also offer a deluxe version of 2K20. And then they also have a special edition box set this year, mainly focusing on the SmackDown 20th anniversary collector's box. Me personally, I purchased the SmackDown 20th anniversary collector's box. Now, in that box, it was included, not only did you get a copy of WWE 2K20, the video game, you also got a signed signature poster with either Kurt Angle, Edge, or Rey Mysterio, and it is not only their picture, but also a autograph as well. Now, that's one of the issues that people had with the game. It wasn't necessarily the actual game with this complaint, but it was, they did have an issue with the actual box set. There was a person that had bought the SmackDown 20th anniversary edition, and this gentleman had said that when he received his box, he got a picture of Edge, which was supposed to be signed, but he said it was not signed. He did not actually get a signed picture. It was actually a picture without the signature. And if anybody knows that actually has followed any of these stories, actually Edge did reply to this gentleman, this gentleman is actually supposed to get a picture, another one with the actual signature. So that's just one of the complaints that they were having. Now 2K, as you know, this year 2K20, the video game, this year actually was not like past games. Not only did they have 2K, but they also had Yuke's, which helped in the creation of their games. This year was actually a little bit different this year because this year Yuke's was actually not, did not do the game this year. Yuke's and 2K have actually parted ways. They are no longer working with each other. This year's game was actually made by Visual Concept. 2K and Visual Concept worked together to create the 2K20 video game. And, some people are saying that they feel that might be one of the reasons why the game is having the issues that it's having, because of the fact that Yuke's is not working on it and Visual Concepts is not working on it. And they are saying that they feel that maybe because of that, because they may have had to, they pretty much had to start from scratch to create their version of a WWE game. And then there are a lot of people who are saying that maybe that might be a reason why the game has had the many issues that it's had, because of the fact that Yuke's is no longer involved with the video game process and making WWE video games. And as you know, and as a lot of people know, I mean, especially people who have played WWE games for a long period of time, Yuke's was actually a major part of WWE video games for so many years. They helped create WWE video games, and Yuke's was on a lot of their video games in the past. And this year was the very first year that Yuke's actually did not help in the creation of this game. Now, is it a possibility that could be the reason why the game is having some of the difficulties that it's having? Yes, it possibly could. Because they're now working with Visual Concepts, they may have had to pretty much start from the drawing board pretty much and create, their version of the WWE 2K games, and it might totally be a legitimate reason why the game is having the issues that it's having. And so that really could be it. Another issue that people are having, as anybody that's followed the release of 2K20 from the beginning, actually the first announcement of 2K20, it was announced that you were supposed to be getting the brand new 2K Originals, which is a brand new mode for 2K wrestling games. You were supposed to get the first 2K Original, which included the Fiend Bray Wyatt character, and also original concept. But when you actually get the game, that actually was not included in the game. It was not actually not included in the game. The actual game mode was there, but you were not able to actually get into that game mode right away. They actually did not allow you to get into it right away. The 2K Originals, the first pack, is supposed to be coming out on Monday, the 28th of October. That's when the first 2K Original pack is supposed to be available, from what I am hearing. And you can also get more information on that on 2K's website. They actually have details about the game and about the game mode on their website. So anybody who wants to check that out, you know, you'll be able to do so. So we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on the 2K video game and the issues that we've had. We'll be right back. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with more discussion on the WWE 2K20 video game. Now, I do have the video game myself, and like as I said in our first portion of our discussion, I do have the video game, and me personally, I have not really experienced any issues with the game personally. I do like the game so far, and I think it's a pretty good game so far. Me personally, you know, when I was raised on video games, I actually grew up with the original video games that WWE created, and if anybody knows that has played older WWE video games, when I actually started playing WWE video games, that's around back in the 1990s when they actually came out with SmackDown 1 and SmackDown 2, which were a PlayStation 1 game, believe it or not, when PlayStation 1 was popular. I actually was raised on the older WWE video games, and I personally like the older WWE games for many reasons. I think, you know, one of the major reasons that I like those older games was the fact that, you know, they just had so many more match types, features. I mean, you know, there's just so many things to like about the older WWE games. And, you know, I think, you know, being raised on those older games and actually, you know, being a part of that, I think, you know, was awesome. You know, I personally like the older games, and I do sometimes go back and, believe it or not, I do sometimes go back and play those older games. You know, SmackDown 1, SmackDown 2 for the original PlayStation 1, as well as I also go back and play. I've actually played before the older SmackDown versus Raw series, which again, those are another one, a series of WWE games that I think I really enjoyed. I really, really like those games. You know, I really like those games, and I like those, you know, the SmackDown versus Raw games. Those games I really enjoyed, not only the SmackDown, original SmackDown 1 and SmackDown 2 games, but also the SmackDown versus Raw series that they had. You know, I really enjoyed those series of games as well. I also played the GameCube wrestling games, which they have Day of Reckoning and Day of Reckoning 2, which were GameCube game when GameCube was popular. I really enjoyed even those older games, the Day of Reckoning games. I really enjoyed those games. WrestleMania X7, which was another GameCube game that they had. You know, so any of those older games that they had, I think, you know, were fun. I enjoyed playing them, and even to this day, I like to go back sometimes and play those older games and actually, you know, play those and actually, you know, look at the differences. And a lot of people do compare the older games, they compare the older games to today's games, and I think sometimes, people like myself and maybe other people that have played any of the WWE video games, I think a lot, even there are people out there that even do like the older games. I think a lot of people some people compare, they would rather play the older games than the newer games, because it seems like as 2K creates these games every year, people's perception is that, these games should be getting better and better as the games come and go. But unfortunately, as you can see with the 2K20 video game this year, and there's also been other 2K games, wrestling games in the past that they've had issues with, and I think a lot of people are noticing that it doesn't seem to be getting better. The problems are not getting better. They actually seem to be getting worse more as they are getting better. And I think, a lot of people, if they don't change, if it does not change, and these problems that they're having with these games, the 2K games, and these wrestling games, the issues that they're having with the games, I don't think that people will continue to play the games, or they may turn away from playing the 2K wrestling games, and maybe some people might revert back to the older games. I have read comments on websites and different places where some people saying that they do, they would rather rather go back to playing the older games and get their money's worth playing the older games than spending the money and actually getting games that are not fully put together. You do have to look at the fact that, yes, okay, video games are not going to be perfect. There's not always going to be perfect, and there's going to be mistakes, and there's going to be things that are happening. They're not always going to be perfect. But I do think that, 2K, I think sometimes they may hype, their games a little bit of putting, not being able to put your money where your mouth is. That's pretty much where it winds up being, Now, like I said, I think everybody has their opinion. Some people like the older games better. Some people are okay with the 2K game series. I mean, we're really going to have to see where 2K go from here. We're gonna have to basically see where 2K goes from here, and see if they're able to fix the issues with the game, this year's game, and seeing if in the future are they gonna be able to fix the issues that they are having with a 2K game. Now, on to another subject. I wanted to take a moment to actually talk about the ratings war between AEW programming and also with other WWE programming that they're having. AEW and NXT have been competing for ratings. So far, AEW has been getting more viewership than NXT from what I have read from the ratings. That I read different wrestling websites who have talked about that the ratings, AEW seems to be getting a higher fan base and more views than NXT have been getting the last couple of weeks. Now again, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. It could go back the other way. It's just something that we're going to have to watch out for. So, I mean, anybody who's has been interested in this ratings war Definitely gonna want to keep an eye out for the ratings and to see where, how the ratings wind up being for AEW and for NXT. So you might, I think a lot of people might want to look out for that. Whether you're an AEW fan or an NXT fan, you really might want to look out for that and see where they go from that, where the ratings go from there on that subject. So we will definitely have to do that. Definitely going to have to keep an eye out for that, folks. Well, I appreciate everybody listening today. I really appreciate it that you're listening. I hope that I can get more fans and everything and more fan base for the podcast. And hopefully if you get a chance to listen, that's great. I appreciate everyone listening, all our viewers, and anybody who listens to this or at least gives it a chance to actually take a minute to listen to it. I'm grateful for that, and just keep asking, keep listening to the podcast, and I'll come out with new content as I possibly can. We appreciate that. You guys have a wonderful night, and you guys, we will talk to you later on. Thank you for listening to WrestleFest, and we will come out with more content in the future. Thank you very much.